Let's go over what we've learned so far. I think it's important we do some chazara. Friday is meant to be primarily a chazara day and just take us a step or two further. We're speaking about the Mishnah. And the Mishnah, it says that there's four Rosh Hashanahs, and Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, L'malachim, and L'regolim. So when we spoke about L'malachim, we went through it, we found the Makar, the Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, L'malachim. In the end, the Makar is because it says, B'chodesh Hasheni, B'sheni, which we understood meant that it's just like it's the Sheni 4 months, and that we know already beforehand because it says in the Pasuk, Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Roish Chadoshim. So that will always count the months from Tishrei, but it's also Sheni for the Melech. So that's how we know that it's Rosh Hashanah for Malachim. And then we moved on and we said it's Rosh Hashanah for Regalim. Now, we said it's not so exact. The reason it's not so exact is because really the Rosh Hashanah is on Pesach, not on Nisan. So we said the Regel Shabbai is Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim. And that also is only according to one opinion. That's the opinion of Reb Shimon. And we mentioned that Reb Shimon's opinion is that Baal Ta'acher, which means that if a person makes pledge, so he has to fulfill it in a certain amount of time. And that is three Regalim. And according to Reb Shimon, the three Regalim have to also be in a certain order. And the first one in that order is Pesach. Now, in truth be told, Reb Shimon's drasha that he learns is really not from Pesach, but from Sukkos, because he says the word Sukkos is extra in the Pasuk, and it teaches us Shazeh Acharoin. Now, that's going to be the last one about the Acher, and which would make Sukkos the first one about the Acher. You know, there are other opinions in the Tanoim about when Baal Ta'acher is. Some hold that it's three regalim, and regardless of which three regalim, that's the Tana Kama. There are those that hold that it's one regal, those hold that it's two regalim, those that hold that it's only Chagas Sukkos. And each one has its own drusha where he learns it from. Three of those opinions come from the pasuk that says Chagamatzos, Chagas Shavuos, Chagas Sukkos, because it's an extra pasuk. So one man number is just as extra pasuk, three regalim. The other man number says, no, the main extra thing is Sukkos, and this is Reb Shimon's opinion, because Sukkos, that would mean Reb Sukkos is the last. And then there are those that have the opinion that it's only Sukkos, because Sukkos is the extra one after all. Now, those that do not learn from Chagamatzos, Chagas Shavuos, Chagas Sukkos, so what do they use these extra words for in the pasuk? They use it to make a hekesh. The hekesh they make is that just like Pesach has Tashlumin Shiva, so too Shavuos has Tashlumin Shiva, which means if you don't bring the carbon on Shavuos, you got 7 days to make sure to bring the carbon. And the Gemara asks the question, why don't you learn it out? Excuse me, aren't you learning it out from Sukkos, which has 8 days? And the Gemara discusses the Sukkos have 8 days. Maybe it doesn't, because maybe Shmei Atzeres is a regal b'fnei atzma. No, it does have 8 days. Regal b'fnei atzma is only Pazar Kashav. It does have 8 days. The Gemara comes out with Tafasta Meruba, Loi Tafasta, Tafasta Muat, Tafasta. So therefore, we know that it has a Tashlumin Kol Shiva. Now the Gemara says that's good for the fact that the Pasuk mentions Chag Ha Matzos and Chag Ha Shavuos, but why does it mention Chag HaSukkos? And remember, after all, Chag HaSukkos was the main extra thing in the pasuk. And the Gemara says that's for a different drasha, that it's Ton Lina, which means that they have to spend the night in the Yerushalayim, soak in the rays. So therefore, we learn that from that all the Yom need to have Ton Lina, just like we know that Chagamatzos is Ton Lina, because it says in the pasuk Gufanisa v'halachta lo yalecha. So too over here. Now the Gemara asks the question is, according to those opinions that use Chagamatzos, Chag Shavuos, Chag HaSukkos for Baal Ta'acher, so how do they know that Tashlumin is called Shiva? And here the Gemara comes in and the Gemara says, well, I'll tell you how. When you count a month, you count days, and then you celebrate a day. When you count Shavuos, so then you're going to count weeks and you're going to celebrate weeks. So the Gemara, don't you also count days? It's true, but you count both of them. And also the Gemara says, it's called Chag HaShavuos. So it would make sense that the celebration should be a Shavuos. Now the Gemara goes off, and the Gemara speaks about all the things that we have Baal Ta'acher in. For example, we have Baal Ta'acher on, we spoke about Dam Chayvei Damim, which means a person wants to give his exact value to the Beis HaMikdash. Chayvei Erechin, he wants to give his the status of his bracket. He wants to give the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara also mentions, the Braisa mentions Pesach. The Gemara says, Pesach How could you have Baal Ta'achar and Pesach? This is a very strict time, a very structured time when it's supposed to be given, either on Yud Dalid Nisan or on Pesach Sheni. So how does it pass Baal Ta'achar? Like, when would there be Baal Ta'achar? That, you know, like you have an option of bringing it later on Regalim and different things. Gemara, you know what? Your Pesach was just brought Kedi, which means it was mentioned extra. That's according to the first opinion of Rav Chisda. Rav Sheshet comes along and says, no, what do we mean by Pesach? It means Shalmei Pesach. What is Shalmei Pesach? Shalmei Pesach means that there was a korban that started off as a Pesach, but it ended up only being a Shlamim. I might have thought that it only has one day, about one regal about the Acher, just like a regular korban Pesach, as we mentioned, has to be brought right away. I would think this one also, because it originated with a korban Pesach, even though now it's a Shlamim, it doesn't have three regalim, Kamash Malam, that it does have three regalim. That's how the Gemara learns what's happening over here. Now the Gemara asks a question. Now the Gemara brings the drushes. Sorry, I'm right now up to the Hamid base. The Gemara is going to bring all the drushes and tell me all the different opinions. Everyone, how do they learn? Where do we learn all the different ideas from? And the Gemara goes into, it says that Baal Ta'achar l'shalmoi, it says, who v'loi chilufav? What does it mean that chilufei, a carbon, that which chilufim is another word for tamura? What does it mean that the tamura doesn't have Baal Ta'achar? If it's a tamura of an oil and a shlamim, it should have Baal Ta'achar. If it's a tamura of a chatas, then it can't have Baal Ta'achar, because a chatas anyway dies. It's not brought as a carbon. You want to try saying it's a tamura of a carbon toida, and the carbon toida got mixed up with the tamura, with the original carbon. Anyway, the Gemara ends up saying, listen, this also doesn't get brought, so I don't understand. What's your case that there's no Baal Ta'achar? And the Gemara says, you're right. Well, it doesn't mean that there's no Baal Ta'achar. It means that I would have, or there was a Havamin that there's no Baal Ta'achar. Or there is no Baal Ta'achar. I'm sorry, there is none. So what's the case? I would have thought that there's, that the Baal Ta'achar would be different. And the Baal Ta'achar would mimic the original carbon. In other words, what happens if I get Kedusha on a second carbon from a first carbon? The second carbon has already gone through numerous different milestones, like it's already been through two regalim, and now the Kedusha is switching over to a new carbon. So I would think that it would inherit the same Baal Ta'achar as the first carbon, Kamash Malan. It gets a reset, and it has its own, this carbon has its own time for Baal Ta'achar. That's what it means, hu veloi chilufav. It doesn't mean that the chilufin doesn't have Baal Ta'achar, it just, it gets its own date. It doesn't have the Baal Ta'achar of the original carbon. The Gemara says, that's only good if you say that there's three regalim. But according to the opinion that it's regal echad, I believe it's the opinion of Reb Meir, that says it's only one regal, that every carbon only has one regal. So what does that mean? It'll inherit a milestone. There's no milestone because it's always one regal and you're over Baal Ta'achar. Says the Gemara, no, even according to Rameh, there is a milestone, because Rameh says the Baal Ta'achar is only if it's the entirety of the Yom Tif. So if you would start a carbon in the middle of a Yom Tif, you would actually have to the next regal. So what happens if you have a carbon and that carbon started off before Yom Tif? So now this carbon's, its expiration or whatever, its deadline is the end of the present Yom Tif. But in the middle of the Yom Tif, we switch the Kedusha to a different carbon. I would think it would inherit also that deadline, and it would be the end of this Yom Tov. Kamash Malan, no, it goes to the next Yom Tov. And then the next Yom Tov. Then the Gemara says that we said that if a person doesn't bring a carbon on time, so then he is over an Aveir, but it's not an expiration date. That's why I corrected myself a minute ago. Rather, it's just saying that you'll have a chet, but the carbon's not going to have a chet. So the Gemara, what do I need a pasuk for that tells us that, and which pasuk is the Gemara learning it from? V'hoya b'chachet, v'lo b'karbon chachet. From Acherim, we have a different makar for that. The Gemara brings a makar when it comes to carbon, that when it comes to Bechar, I mean, that a Bechar that's after Shnasai is not going to be Pasul. So we already see that there's no expiration date. So the Gemara, no, I would have thought maybe it's only on Bechar, because it's not Leharitza. It's not coming to find favor. But when it comes to carbon, it's coming to find favor. I would think that if you come late, it doesn't find favor. Kamashman, it also works. So the Gemara, you know what? I still got a problem, because there's a different makar even for Karbonos. That even if they're late, they're not going to be possible. That's Ben Azai. Ben Azai says, it says by Pigol, it says Pigol who lo yiratze oisai. It says, I don't remember the exact pasuk. Pasuk says lo yiratze hamakriv oisai. That by Pigol it says it is not going to be yiratze, but Baal Ta'achar is yiratze. So I see from that pasuk clearly that there's no problem of a carbon coming late, of the carbon itself being problematic. So the Gemara, you know, you're right. And we're going to have to change the drusha, v'hayi b'chochet, And not say bechachet v'lo bekorban chachet. No, we're going to forget that. Vayu bechachet v'lo beish techachet. Being that a woman somehow is taken from her husband, if a man does not produce money that he owes, either if he stole it or if he pledged it, focus Rashi and Tosfos. But whatever it is, if he has money that he's supposed to give, he doesn't give it, so his wife is taken from him. I think over here also, if he's late on giving a pledge that his wife should be taken from him, now the Gemara goes into a very interesting discussion of other Makairis for the Asay of Baal Ta'achar, for the Lois Asay of Baal Ta'achar, and the Chiyuv of Bezdin. And the Gemara asks that all three of those we already know from elsewhere. So what do I need to bring me? Pas Psukim, the Gemara brings. It says, Moitzi says, Sechel Zumitzis Esay, Tishmar Zumitzis Lois Asay. Vasisa Azhar LaBezdin says, the Gemara, I know all these things already from other Psukim. Says the Gemara, there are two different moments when you could have Baal Ta'achar. There's three points in the bringing of a korban. And between point A and point B, you could have Baal Ta'achar, and between point B and point C. What are the three points? There's the actual mention. A person says, I'm going to bring a korban. Then there's the hafrasha of the korban. And then there's the hava of the korban. The hafrasha of the korban is when a person decides which animal is going to bring. And the hava is when he actually brings it to the Beis HaMikdash. So I need two different psukim to tell me that there's going to be Baal Ta'achar from when he says he's going to bring a carbon to when he chooses a carbon. And you need that the pasuk tell me is about the achar from when he chooses the carbon to when he actually brings it to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara says, I got a problem with that. Because when it comes to nedava, a nedava is something that starts off with afrasha. Then the beginning of the nedava is already when I choose which animal. So therefore, nedava will never have two stages or two windows for Baal Ta'achar. So why by nedava do I need these two psukim? And Gemara says we can find the type of nedava. I believe we did this already. A nedava where he says, did we do this already? I think so. A nedava where he says, "Hare alai." Well, let's pick up over there, my friends. No, I think we have to beficha zutstaka. Yeah, for sure. A nedava where he says, "Hare alai." Oila almanas she'eni chayev ba'achrayusa. Hare alai oila. Oh no, I don't know if we did this yet. I'm not sure we did this. Let's pick up. We did it.
Yeah, till today.
Yeah, we definitely did it. We definitely did.
Okay.
The Gemara gave a teretz where it was shayach to have a case by nedava.
Right. So shayach to have a case by nedava, which is hare alai oila almanas she'eni chayev ba'achrayusa. So he's making a very interesting nether slash nedava. It's almost like a mixture of the two of them, because he's saying the words hare alai. Hare alai is classically a nether, but he says aminas she'eni chayev b'achrayusa. He's saying a condition that I'm not obligated if the animal gets lost. So therefore, that is really the halachic ramifications are more like a nedava. The language that he uses sounds like more like neder. The Gemara says this is called a nedava. A nedava is not chayev b'achrayusa. So this is a case of nedava where you have a hare alai. And therefore, that's what he's telling us, even this type of nedava is going to have Baal Ta'achar.
Why do we need that, Rabbi? Why do we need that? I was thinking about this yesterday because this teretz of the Gemara bothered me. Why does the Gemara need to come onto this teretz? We could just say, you know what, Amar V'lo Yafresh is going on.
Here it goes again. Yoni, you did it again. I don't know the answer to that question. I was thinking the same thing. Like, what is it? What is the all the drushes have to go on all the different cases? So this thing only has one. Like, what's like? Leave me alone. The only thing I could tell you is that maybe the Gemara could have said that answer, but you know, sometimes people roll their heads when we give those types of answers. So the Gemara is looking. In other words, this is not the type of question which needs to be answered. Maybe you could always use your answer as a go-to. It's like the ace up the sleeve. But we would rather something a little bit more robust. But I was wondering the same question as you did. Thank you very much, Yoni. Great. We're up to around the ninth line from the bottom. Beficha zut staka. The Gemara says that when you have staka, you also have an isra of Baal Ta'achar. Amar Rava. Vitstaka mechayev ala le'alter. Staka yurchayev immediately on Baal Ta'achar. My time ado kaime aniyim. Because the aniyim are standing there. We did this already also. Is that correct? We started this? Okay. Says the Gemara, pshita, isn't that obvious? I mean, karbanos, I understand why the Baal Ta'achar would be shalosh ragami going up to the Beis HaMikdash. But over here, when it comes to the tzedaka, at least the tzedaka, the ani standing right in front of you, we spoke about what happens if he's about to do his lap around Dushinsky. Do you have to give it like mamish immediately, or you have to give it like, you know, that within that time period. But I would have thought that maybe being that it's written in the context of Karbanis, it's written in the as the Torah is talking about Karbanis. So Ad Avril of Shalosh Regalim Ki Karbanis, it's Xeris Akasev. Okay, it doesn't make sense to me, but that's what I would have thought, that it's Xeris Akasev. It says it with Karbanis, so it means that it has to be like Karbanis. Kamash Malon, no. Hasimut Tzalinu Rachmana Be Regalim. Over there, the Torah, it hinged it on the Regalim. Aval Hacha, when it comes to Tztaka, no. Loi the Hashchichi Aniim. We pointed out the discrepancy with Lashana before. Kaimi Aniim, Shchichi Aniim. And I'll continue to allow you to think about that. Amar Rava. Rava says, Kiven the Avra Lav Regel Echad Oiver Ba'ase. Rava is of the opinion that once you're over on one Regel, or once you pass one Regel, you're over Ba'ase. And now pay attention to the detail. Ase is not a Lois Ase. The Lois Ase of Ba'ata Acher, you're over only when you have three Regalim. But there's an Ase that is even on the first Regel. We saw a similar opinion previously. Meisve, then we ask the question. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Papias, Al Vlad Shlamim, Shiakrib Shlamim. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Papias are talking about if an animal, you have a carbon shlamim, and lo and behold, the animal gives birth. I'm sure that happened. So what's the status of the baby? The baby also can be brought. If it's a shlamim, the baby is brought as a shlamim. Amar Rabbi Papias, and he made it. I will testify. We had a carbon shlamim. We ate it on Pesach. V'achanu vlada shlamim bechag. And we ate the vlad of this animal, the child of this animal, we ate it b'chag. Gemara is now assuming the word chag means on Sukkos. So Gemara says, trying not to skip a line, b'shlam ave Pesach lo akravua, it's good Pesach, I understand why he wasn't makravit on Pesach, the same yomtov that you ate the mother, emor de mechusar zman have it, because I would say maybe it's called mechusar zman. Rashi points out that you cannot bring a carbon within 8th day of its birth. So therefore, maybe the mother just gave birth. That would be a kimpatur, and the mother was. Anyway, so therefore, the mother would just gave birth, and the child can't be brought on Pesach. It's too early. Ela vlada ba'atzeres hechimashilo. But when it comes to Shavuos, so the baby was clearly born at least 40 days earlier, or even more than that. So then, why don't you wait? Why don't you skip over atzeres and first eat the vlad on Sukkos? It's going to be over on Asse. We have to say, keep going. We have to say the example. The case is that the mother, the baby was chala. The animal was sick. And Tosis points out when the animal is sick, then you can't be makovic. Ravashi has another answer. Ravashi says, what do we mean? We said we ate the child, the vlad. On Chag, the Ketani, Chag HaShavuos. The word Chag can either mean a specific Chag of Sukkos, or it could just mean generic, and it just means a festival or a holiday. So maybe that's what we meant. The Idach, the other man, the Amr, says, no, that's not such a great answer, because Kol Heicha, the Tani Pesach, Tani Atzeres. If we started off speaking about the specific Yom Tif, I don't remember the examples we gave yesterday. We gave Mr., right? And we started speaking about, last night I used Missy and Nelly. But the point is that you start off with particular individual names, so then you're not going to revert into the generic. So being that we started with Pesach, so we would have followed through using the word Atzeres if we meant Shavuos. So with the fact that we said Chag, we clearly mean Chag HaSukkos. So therefore, that Mandomer is not happy saying that it means that the eight the carbon on Atzeres, it must mean that the animal was sick on Atzeres. Continues the Gemara Amar Rava. Three lines from the top, the Vav Amid Beis. Kivan she'avru lav gimor regalim b'chol yoyim v'yoyim over b'loy ta'acher. Rava also says a new interesting idea to us, a new concept, another one of Rava, which is once you pass the three regalim, every single day you're over on another b'al ta'acher. So you're right. There is you have a window. Your window is Shalosh Regalim. But once you pass that window, once you have lost your deadline, so every day you're accumulating more lavin. May say the Gemara is a question. Echad b'char v'echad kol ha'kachin. Kivin she'avru aleim shana b'loy regalim, regalim b'loy shana ayver v'bal ta'acher. Interesting. We'll have to see. We're gonna have to examine this later. But it says in the Brisa that any kachim. If you there's two different ways you could over about to acher. Either you could have a year or you could have regalim. You know that there's like on cars there's a guarantee. It's either 5 years or 50,000 miles or something like that. Either one of them is your guarantee. Over here, you have a deadline, either a year or Shalosh Regal. And the Gemara is going to examine, like, how does that happen? Because those are both times. But the Gemara says, yeah, you could have either a year without Regal, you could have Regal without years. What's the question over here? How is that a question? It's a good question. I'll tell you why. The Tanah is clearly looking to stack up lavin. It's looking for extra lavin. Listening, so why doesn't he say, you're telling me I could have Baal Ta'acher. I could have two different ways of having Baal Ta'acher. What? You could have Baal Ta'acher every single day. So if you're trying to look to say, I want you to know, there's lots of Baal Ta'acher, watch out. You should say that once you're over on Baal Ta'acher, you're over on Baal Ta'acher tomorrow and the day after that. And so why does he have to come up with, you're over Baal Ta'acher because of the year, and you're about to acher because of the regalim. It should have just said you're about to acher every single day, or at least added that also. Answers the Gemara. It's an answer which I think would resonate by all of us. This is where we're going to end for today, which means the Tana is not looking just to compile a quantity. Of lavim. It's coming to say that there's different types of lavim. There's a lav you can get for coming after a year. There's a lav you could get for coming after regalim. There's a lav, it's different types of, I wouldn't say different quality regalim, but different types. So therefore, that's really what the Tana was angling for. The fact that you could get a new lav every single day, you could end up with 354 lavim every year. That's not what the Tana's agenda was. Therefore, the Tana didn't mention that. This is where we're up to. We're going to chazer this, Beis Hashem, hopefully, and more on Sunday.